Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
What's up? Welcome in Winning Cures Everything NFL Big Game Previews for week number 13. I'm Gary.
And I'm Chris.
Whew, we have got some big time matchups this week. That's so good. Gets me fired up every single time. Yeah, we got 49ers Ravens.
Yeah, it's going to be an incredible game.
We got three games on Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Like, you remember when there was only two games Thanksgiving?
Well, yeah, they used to just do the Lions and the Cowboys game, and then we began to do Thursday night football in the NFL.
And they continued it for Thanksgiving.
So they were like, well, let's have a Thursday night game.
And not a bad matchup on Thursday night this week. Saints-Falcons?
No, there's usually always a good matchup.
Yeah. It's not too shabby. It was Saints-Falcons last year, too.
I like Thanksgiving week, because we don't have a million games on at the noon time, because you have three Thanksgiving games to take away from that. You still have your Sunday night, Monday night game. They don't give you a lot of afternoon games still, but they're not doing that anyway. So, therefore, that noon slot's not so clogged up.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Sunday night football, you got Pats, Texans. We're talking about a ton of stuff.
Yep.
A lot of games that are going to help decide divisions this week.
I think so.
So lots of interesting games this week. Of course, you can find us over at winningcureseverything.com. All of our picks, previews, podcasts, videos, social media platforms. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Make sure you follow us at both of those. If you're watching on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. Hit the like button. Leave some comments. Tell us what you think about the matchups this week, who you like, who you don't like, etc. Tell us what you like about the show, of course. The show always brought to you by Tunica, Mississippi, the South's premier sports gambling destination. They got six incredible sports books. You can find more information on them over at tunicatravel.com. Let's go ahead and fire into game number one. The 49ers at the Ravens. These are the two hottest teams in football right now, and it didn't get flexed. It's a noon game. Not always good for the West Coast team coming East Coast playing the early game. I mean, it's 10 a.m. body clock. It's at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore, Maryland, 12 p.m. on Fox. 46.5 is the total. There is a 90% chance of rain, a high of 49. It's going to be cold. It's going to be disgusting. It's going to be nasty. 6 points seems like a lot here.
Yeah, I actually think that the weather helps the 49ers, because they're the defensive team, not the offensive team, and both these teams run the football a lot.
Yeah. I think
it's rare that the weather would help the road team, but if you got a kind of a strange body clock, you get out there, it's cold and you're wet,
it's gonna
wake
your
ass up.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's gonna be sleeping here.
No, you got that right. The 49ers, of course, put a beat down on the Packers last week in what was supposed to be an NFC showdown. The Ravens just dismantled
both of these teams. The Rams showed out on Monday night and Sunday night football. I think the 49ers beat the better of the two teams, but I don't know that they're that much better.
No, I agree.
I mean, I think both of these teams are playing about as optimal as you can. We're going to get kind of what we want here in the immovable object is going up against the unstoppable force of the defensive front for the 49ers going against Lamar Jackson and this offense that's you know, that we're seeing from Baltimore.
Yeah. Now you're right about that. 49ers like to run. The Ravens obviously like to run.
Yes.
I'm wondering if the 46.5 may be a bit too much. Like, obviously, like, both teams can put up points.
I was just about to say, yes, they both run, but they kind of both score a lot.
Oh, yeah, they can both score, but these defenses are no joke here. Like, this will be the best defense the Ravens have played.
Oh, that's not questionable. Well,
they played the Pats.
Statistically, the Pats are better than the 49ers.
How about this? I think the 49ers are the best front.
Yes. Oh, yeah, they're completely different teams.
No. Yes.
Yeah, one team plays from the front back, and the other team plays from the back forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that they're built about as opposite as you can be built.
And still both be really, really good.
I do remember on Sunday Night Football, I don't know if I text you in that group or I had another group of guys that I was texting, but Devontae Adams was being covered man-to-man by Richard Sherman, and I made the comment, if Richard Sherman is covering your number one receiver, you don't have a number one receiver. He's just older, and DB is one of those positions where you get old fast, you know? And not that he's not playing great and he's not having a great year. A lot of that has to do with the defensive front helping him have that. And he kind of shut Devontae down.
Oh, yeah.
Big time. And that surprised me. Now, I don't see him shutting. Surely he's not going to be matched up on Hollywood. Speed-wise, he can't handle Hollywood.
Yeah, I agree.
He just won't be able to hang with them. I'm super curious about how defensively they're going to play them.
Oh, I agree. This is the reason the line looks so big to me is this looks like it will be a defensive kind of slugfest. And while I do understand that both teams are really able to score points right now, two really creative offensive minds going to work, I think the defenses can actually, with the weather conditions and everything else, I mean, this feels like a field goal kind of game to me.
Man, I thought so too. I think it's too many points. I do think it's too many.
I mean, it opened 4.5, and then, I mean, Baltimore went bananas on Monday Night Football. And
it's it's like everybody forgot that the 49ers went bananas on Sunday Night Football. I mean, hell, it happened 24 hours before.
That's a whole day. It happened
a week ago.
I understand. But everybody is in love with Lamar Jackson right now.
And rightfully so.
Yeah, no, rightfully so.
No, he
has been unbelievable. Look, we've talked about this before. I don't know if we talked about it on the show.
Yeah.
Three straight weeks, they have not punted or turned the football over.
With him on the field.
With him on the field.
They've scored 100% of all the drives.
That is insane.
For 3 weeks straight.
That's just nuts.
They punted twice in 3 weeks, and both of those drives were RG3 garbage time.
Yeah. And I don't see it happening here. I don't think that happens.
No, they're punting.
Yeah.
This defensive front might not shut them down. They will punt in this game. I will assure you. I will make that bet right now. I don't know what kind of odds I could get, but if it's a yes-no, will the Ravens punt with Lamar on the field – I would bet a lot on yes.
At some point, it is going to happen.
Yes. I don't know how or when or why. It might not be the first drive of the game. Might not be the second. Might not be the third. But at some point in time,
they will punt.
I think this defense is going to figure things out.
Yeah, I think so.
Joey Bosa is really good.
It may not be figured out enough to win the game.
That's right.
But I do think the 49ers can keep this game close.
That's right. Now, Jimmy G is getting, he's like a poor man's Jameis, but with a way better, I don't even want to say weapons because he doesn't have better weapons. Not a better coach. They're pretty equal in coaching.
I think the scheme is better.
Maybe.
It keeps him out of more trouble.
I don't know. Well, he's not as big of an idiot as Jameis, but he's going to keep the other team in the game. He'll give you the ball a couple of times. He's not as bad as Jameis.
You don't want to do that against the Ravens.
Well, no. No, you give Lamar extra possessions?
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
That's how this game gets ugly fast.
Yeah, you're right about that.
When the problem is they're a buzzsaw. If they get out on you, you're not catching up.
No, you're right.
You're just not. They get up by three scores, it's over.
Yeah.
You might be able to make it a one-score game and make it look like it was close when it's done. but you're not getting them to go three unanswered scores. I just don't see that happening with this Baltimore team. If they play from the front, they're not losing to anybody.
Yeah.
Now, right. That game that they lost, one of the games that they lost was to Kansas City on the road. A, they weren't playing nearly as good as they're playing right now, and they got behind early. I think if that game is played again, I think they're favored now.
Oh, yeah.
And they just got to get – this is one of those situations where you don't do the Belichick thing and punt and want the ball at second half. I think they want the ball early.
Yeah. You want to go up early.
And they want it often.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense. Let's go ahead and make picks.
Oh.
I'm going to take the Ravens to win. I'm going to take the 49ers to cover.
Man.
It's tough, isn't it?
This is the one game I'm not touching. I'm not touching at all. If I have to pick it, that's what I'm probably going to pick. I think this is your Super Bowl preview.
Whew.
I don't see anybody in the NFC beating the 49ers.
I don't think so either.
And in the AFC, I don't think the Pats can hang with this team. And I think the AFC is a two-horse race. I don't think Kansas City has the pieces to hang with either one of these boys.
You might be right.
Now, I know the Pats' offense hasn't looked great. They get in the playoffs and have to play Kansas City. Bill has just owned Andy Reid and that offense, and they'll figure him out. I don't know that they have the dudes. It's not about can we figure him out. It's even if we've got the perfect scheme, you're not stopping Lamar right now.
Yeah. Will it last till the end of the season? We'll see.
That's right.
But as of right now, like, and obviously, we can change our opinions as we go.
If you know, now let me ask you a different question. If you think this is a Super Bowl rematch, would you rather win this game and know that you can beat that team, or you lose this game?
I think
it's so hard to beat a team twice in the NFL.
Yeah, I think it is.
I mean, there's a reason divisional opponents, even bad divisional opponents against good divisional opponents, split a lot of games.
I will say this. It matters right now because your goal is just to get to the Super Bowl.
You get to the playoffs.
But not just to get to the playoffs,
as a one or two seed. But it's not a divisional game.
No, it's not divisional. But
not a conference
But
game.
You're looking at totals. Right now,
yes.
Right? The Seahawks have two losses. They have a win over the 49ers. If the 49ers lose this game, all of a sudden the Seahawks...
Yeah, but if they split with the 49ers, then that win is moot.
Agreed.
So they do have to play twice.
But you've already lost one.
I'm not worried about divisional teams because they have to play them a second time.
I'm saying you would like to have home field for the duration of the playoffs.
I completely agree with that.
But
nobody's close to them right now, home field wise. The Saints have an extra loss. The Packers now have an extra loss and not the tiebreaker.
No, the Saints have two losses.
Yeah.
And the Seahawks have two losses. And the 49ers have one loss.
That's right. So the Seahawks would be tied with them. Or the Packers, 49ers would be tied with them. But I think the 49ers are a better team than all of those teams.
I mean, I think you're probably right. And with the Ravens, like, you need to keep winning and hope that the Pats lose to somebody.
Lose another game. Because you got the tiebreaker over them if they can lose another one.
I think you this don't is going
wanna,
to be.
You don't want. I'm going to tell you, the Belichick thing, they want to keep winning because they don't want to play Kansas City and then play Baltimore.
Yeah.
They want to play Houston or the Colts or some other crappy team that finds a way to get into the playoffs in the AFC.
Yeah.
If the Titans slip up and get in or the Steelers get it, like, that's who they want to play. And then let Baltimore and Kansas City take one another out, and then they'll get the extra guy.
Yeah.
They say, we got to win one game, then we go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah,
for
you're right.
For the 11th time.
As
or
we
10th
spent,
time or whatever.
We spent forever on that game.
But that's the right game. That's the game you spend the most amount of time with. This late in the season, a two-loss team against a one-loss team, and right now – both of those teams are, if you were doing power rankings, that is 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And everybody in the country might have a different 1 and 2, but that's 1 and 2. And there is a clear definition between those two teams and what the Patriots look like because of how inept the Pats are offensively.
Yeah.
I mean, the gap between them and three, I think, is sizable.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
That's why that game warrants that amount of time and energy.
That totally makes sense.
6 points is insane.
That's way too many points.
And I think the bad weather helps the more defensive team.
I agree with you. I do agree with you. All right, let's move on. Game number two, Vikings at the Seahawks. This is Monday night game. Seahawks a 3-point favorite. No rain. No rain. Temperature's going to be around 40 degrees.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
It'll be okay. So nothing too crazy to worry about for a Vikings team that is used to the dome. Total is 49. It's on ESPN at 7:15 p.m. It's at CenturyLink Field in Seattle. Russell Wilson, of course, playing out of his mind. Cousins, though, has looked really, really good. And I brought this up multiple times. With Dalvin Cook playing healthy, this Vikings team is completely different than they were last year. I like the Vikings here.
I do, too. I really wish they could get Diggs back. Look how good they've played without a weapon like Diggs. Thielen, sorry.
Yeah.
They do have Diggs. I apologize. Without Thielen. I mean, that's just one more weapon. They've been without him for a while. And
you know who stepped up in his spot, though?
Kind of hadn't slowed down at all.
Irv Smith.
Yeah, no.
Irv Smith Jr. has looked really good.
Other dudes are stepping up.
And, yeah.
And
they got a lot of weapons on offense.
Cousins is playing out of his mind. You're right. The being outdoors and stuff doesn't bother him. He spent his entire career in first grew up at Michigan State playing college football. It doesn't get any nastier than that weather-wise.
Yeah.
And then he played in Washington.
And I saw him in so many rain-soaked games.
No, if it's bad weather, I like Kurt.
Yep. But it's not. There's no rain. No. It's just going to be cold.
Yeah, it'll be fine. I think the Seahawks are used
to playing close games.
I thought this was going to be a closer line than this. I thought this was going to be close to a pick 'em. I really did. And maybe I'm discrediting Seattle, and I shouldn't. But if there's a chance Clowney won't play in this game, he has been a game
beast
wrecker.
Yeah.
Right now, I bet Houston would like his ass back. I'm going with the team that I think catching points because Seattle's going to play field goal games with everybody. And there's a really good chance they could lose this field goal game.
Oh, yeah.
I think the Vikings are good.
I think they're really good. What do you think about the point total being 49?
I think Seattle's scoring a lot and Vikings are scoring a lot. These are two teams that are known for being defensive teams. I don't know that they're that anymore.
I think you're probably right.
I was kind of expecting it to be in the 50s. The fact that it's not, I like the over. I think they're going to – listen, there's not a defense in the country that's stopping Russell Wilson. They're not holding him to nothing, okay? He's putting up 20 points. You want to beat him, the game's going to have to get close to the 50s.
Yeah.
Because he's scoring.
Yeah, I agree. And I think this Vikings
scoring,
team –
but he's going to score.
So we both taking Vikings straight up.
Man, I feel like an idiot just – discrediting Russell Wilson, especially as great as Lamar's playing, and he knows if he wants to stay in this MVP race, he's got to continue to ball out. But yeah, I like this Viking team before the season started. Listen, if they're gonna catch Green Bay in the division, they can't be losing games.
Now you got that right. You've got that right. All right, let's before we move into the next game, let's talk about Smack Apparel real quick.
Okay.
New sponsor for the show, smackapparel.com. Use the promo code WIN, that's W-I-N, 20% off your order. And if you order more than $40 worth, then you get free shipping.
That's right.
It's pretty awesome.
Yep.
They've got some incredible t-shirts, man. Rivalry shirts, NFL, college. They just got fun shirts. I mean,
baseball, all the sports, they've got a bunch of them. And, yeah, I've got a little shopping cart made of a couple of shirts that
Chris has got one for
get myself.
From the sixth round to six-time world champion. He's got a goat on it with the Tom Brady jersey.
Tommy shirt. Can't get enough of those.
You got some awesome Browns gear. You got some Steelers gear. You got, and then in college, of course, you got LSU, Alabama, Ole Miss.
They might not have all the teams. They're not going to have all the teams.
But they got a lot of them.
They got a lot of them.
And there's some funny, funny stuff in there.
That's right.
So they got some anti, some hateful stuff for your rivalry games. They also just got some really fun shirts. Right. You know, it's the novelty kind of stuff. And, I mean, they're awesome. It's shirts are reasonably priced. $20
20% off, too. I mean, that's a...
It's perfect for Cyber Monday, perfect for Black Friday.
The old man in me, I just don't... Like when people give like a 5% off thing or whatever, like it's something. It's better to get something off than nothing off.
Yeah.
But I'm just an old man, and like you got to move the needle if you want me to jump.
And 20%.
20% is a lot.
Moves the needle.
It moves my needle.
I mean, you order five shirts, $20 a piece. That's $100.
I got $50 worth of shirts in here, and $20 off, man, or $10 off. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff. And. You order $50 worth, $10 off, you still got free shipping there.
That's right.
So go to smackapparel.com, use promo code WIN, that's W-I-N.
WIN.
Yeah, WIN. For winning cures everything, of course. So W-I-N, the promo code, get 20% off. I'm telling you, you're going to like the shirt.
Helps us pay some bills and get you some swag.
Go to smackapparel.com.
Good gifts if you're into giving to other people. I'm just shopping for me.
Or if you just want to shop for you. Yeah. Stingy ass. That makes sense. All right, game number three, Pats at the Texans. It is Sunday Night Football. Texans are a 3-point dog at home. The line opened 4.5. First time in a long time that the public has been against the Patriots.
Yeah, the offense has just not looked great. Now, they've played some really good defenses lately. I'm trying to justify this in my head. There's something not right. But Philly's defense, no joke. They're a real defense. Their offense sucked. The Philly's a lot like kind of, I guess, a poor man's Pats right now.
Yeah, something like that.
You know, and then last week, once again, play another good defense and, you know, just win and get by.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys have been a good defensive team.
Yeah, I mean, they have. And it was nasty weather last week, and, you know, but it hasn't always been weather.
Like I don't know why. I was worried about the Cowboys game a little bit. I was not worried about the Eagles game because they've just looked like crap lately.
Yeah,
I'm not worried about Houston. Deshaun Watson scares the hell out of me, but for some reason,
Bill O'Brien,
that team does not look great.
No,
and Deshaun Watson's a freak.
Oh yeah, he absolutely. I'm telling you, I've done this all year.
Yeah,
I don't trust Bill O'Brien.
You're right. You should.
His not play calling, but just his game plans. Make no sense to me. I understand they got the win against the Colts last.
Al Hopkins has been as mediocre as I've ever seen. That has to be scheming and play calling.
Yes.
Because he is too good of an athlete and a receiver for it not to be.
I mean, it's not him,
and it ain't Watson, so who the hell is it?
Yeah, he single-handedly won the Colts game last week.
Yes.
And they still only put up 20 points.
Didn't look great.
You know, the Colts did not play great and still got the cover.
That's right.
So you get the win. Texans look like they're probably going to win the AFC South, we think.
I mean, hell, they're only two games up. We got six to go.
They still got to play the Titans twice.
Yeah, and you know, the NFL, I do like that the NFL backloads the divisional games. I mean, they got a lot of divisional games to go. They're only two games up.
Yeah. I mean, they still got three. They got the Titans twice. They got the Jags.
Yeah, they're done with the Colts. And that was the team I thought was going to give them hell.
And I needed
the win Thursday night. Yeah. I needed the win Thursday night for the Colts to take the division.
I'm guessing you're going to take Pats -3?
Yeah, this game, I don't know why, after we've looked so bad the last 2 weeks, I'm not worried about this game. A, I think I just have enough confidence that I kind of like a pissed off Tom. I think every week Jacoby Myers is getting a little bit better.
Yeah.
Gil Harry's getting a little bit better. That defense for Houston, man, they don't scare me.
No. Not at all.
You know, the first time they shut down the team will be the first time they shut down anybody.
You and I, we liked the exact same thing for every game last week. And we got four straight-up winners and four covers last week. So we did pretty good. Now, we both went 4-1.
It usually scares me when I agree with you, because you hadn't done great in the NFL.
And so far
but
tonight,
I wasn't worried about it last week.
Well, in the big games, I have done awesome. I've gone 36-24 straight up, 36-24 against the spread. In the big game picks,
yes.
Now in my gambling picks, that's a different story.
Just take your big games, man.
So that's probably what I need to be doing. But yeah, that's so we've done pretty well here, and so far through three, we like the exact same things again. Like, we're starting to think similarly. with, and I think that's easy to do because we're starting to figure out the NFL here a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I could be easily wrong. I have no real idea of what that Ravens 49er game is going to look like.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I feel okay about the Minnesota game because I think they need that game a little better. And the Pats Texans.
We don't trust Bill O'Brien.
I don't trust Bill O'Brien, and I can't figure out why they're not better.
Yeah.
I mean, if they had been playing a little more dominant throughout the year, I would be worried.
But
maybe I should be worried, and maybe they're going to get got, but
I don't buy it.
I don't think it's going to be this week. I mean, they're not going to win out. I don't think they're going to finish, you know,
15-1.
But at the same time, I just don't think it's going to be this week.
No, I don't think it is either. Let's move on to the next one. Titans at the Colts. Colts a 2.5-point favorite. It opened 3, and it's moved down. Ryan Tannehill, 4-1 as a starter. And the only player in the league that has more fantasy points over the last 5 weeks than Ryan Tannehill is Lamar Jackson. That's absurd to me.
Yeah. Now, fantasy points is a little weird number. A lot of players have had a bye week in that span of 5 weeks, and they had the bye week early. So when you take a game away from some of these guys, that changes everything.
Even still.
But they look great.
He's been unbelievable.
Great. Nope. Nothing against him. They look great. That's a weird stat.
Yeah. It's strange. The Titans have looked awesome. I said in week three, that I was not betting on the Titans again.
Okay.
There was no chance of me doing that. The Colts have owned these guys. This isn't one of my gambling picks. I'm taking the Titans here.
I'll take the Colts. The Colts own this team, and I still think the Colts are in consideration for this division.
Are the Titans.
I just do. Yeah, I don't trust this team. I don't trust the Titans.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Titans have been beating up on some weaklings.
That's fine.
Now, I guess it's what you got to do. You can't lose to those teams and be in consideration to be, you know, seen as good. I think Jacksonville's a lot worse than I thought they were.
I mean, the Titans did just beat the Colts or the Chiefs too.
That's right. No, that's so, right. Nope.
You know,
you're
and,
right.
And the Colts beat them too. But either way, I feel like there's something different going on here with this Titans team. They have really started rallying here. They've looked insanely better with Ryan Tannehill, which I would have never imagined.
At the end of the day, I still don't trust play calling.
I can understand that.
Give me the Colts coaching staff. Give me Jacoby Brissett. You know, I know the Colts are banged up. They're not 100%. I don't know. It's just a comfort level.
That makes sense.
I just trust that organization with the front office that they've got right now, with the head coaching that they have right now, the play calling, the quarterback. I just feel like they're just more stable.
That's a 12 p.m. game, CBS at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. Colts at home, yeah, have definitely owned the Titans.
And less than a field goal.
Yeah, less than a field goal. You know, I could see somebody taking the Colts there, but I think the Titans win. I think the Titans win this game straight up. Let's move on to let's do Thanksgiving. And this was a fairly big game, I think. The Bills at the Cowboys. A lot of crazy stuff going on with the Cowboys right now. Jerry, for the first time that I can remember,
it
don't seem happy with his head coach right now.
No, I was about to say, little doubts seeping in.
And what was the, I mean, something came across about Lincoln Riley?
I just think a lot of people are connecting Lincoln Riley to this team, which means in his mind, unless they go on some playoff run, I think he's already kind of emotionally moving on from Jason and going to make a run at Lincoln.
Well, I mean, the window closes so quickly in the NFL. If you are going to make a run, if you want to catch somebody, and Jerry's getting on up there in years, if you're going to make a run at a Super Bowl, you got to catch that window.
Well, you're not making a run with Jason.
Yeah, you're not making
He's
a run
He's had
with
some
him.
Really good teams.
And has not been able
and
to
And has not done anything with them. So, Mike Lombardi pointed this out in his podcast this week of breaking down the things about what a CEO-type head coach should be watching and doing. You knew you were going to New England. You knew the weather was bad. So you don't have anything to do with play calling. There's a couple of coaches out there that do that. That's fine. You know that you're going up against a world-class head coach that will be more prepared than you. You understand that. Dak, at halftime, comes out and is working on practicing with a glove. Bill Belichick historically will freeze footballs, soak all the footballs during practice. It stormed and rained all week in New England. Before that game, they practiced outside every day because that's what the weather's going to be like on Sunday.
Yeah, get ready.
It looked like the Cowboys had not practiced in bad weather all week. And these are just details that a head coach should say, hey, the balls are going to be wet. They're going to be cold. Let's see how Dak handles that. Okay, all right, during the week he's struggling. Let's see Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. How does he feel with a glove on? Okay, does it help him? Does it not? That is not one of those things where you come out after halftime and you're starting to warm up to see how you feel. You know the answer before you ever get to Sunday. And it's details like that to where if you're going to be a CEO head coach or a defensive-minded head coach and you got to watch the offense, if your OC and your quarterback's coach aren't paying attention to these things, that's your job as the head coach to say, hey,
yeah,
what are we doing? And the question Mike Lombardi asked is what does Jason do? As the CEO head coach, what does he do all week? Because he doesn't help game plan on either side of the football. He's obviously not watching for detailed, specific things that are going to happen throughout the game that you might run into. Why are they paying? And I think he makes like $8 million. Like, why are you paying him that?
It's the what does he do? It's office space, right? It's like,
yes.
What exactly would you say you do here?
That's right. That's the question. And I've never heard a former GM that's pretty plugged into the NFL. Lombardi's got guys for all 32 organizations that talk to him.
Yeah.
And he talks about how at the Cowboys, Jason doesn't do a lot. But he's the face, and he's basically the yes man for Jerry. At the end of the day, that will never win a championship.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter the talent on the field. You're going to miss too many details that will cost you games.
Yeah. The Cowboys are a 6.5-point favorite here.
I think that's ridiculous.
Total is 46. It's 3:30 p.m. CBS on Thanksgiving from AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. The only thing that scares me is the Bills haven't exactly beaten a bunch of good teams.
I don't need them to beat them. I need them to hang with them.
Well, that's so. I mean, it is less than a touchdown here.
Okay. I like.
I'm going to take the Bills.
I like the Bills here. I think the coaching mismatch this week is no different than last week's. But I really like Sean McDermott. Now, the Bills' offense, I mean, they might be better than the Patriots' offense.
Yeah,
their offensive line sure better than the Pats' offensive line.
So I'm going to take the Bills to cover. I'm going to take the Cowboys to win the game because I think they need it more. And
they need it more because I don't know what the Bills are playing for. But
I mean, the Bills are playing for
wild card spot.
Wild card. But they may already have that wrapped up. I mean, they're 8-3. Well, not wrapped up, but you get the point.
No, they might have that wrapped up. The AFC close to being done.
It's you know who the last wild card would be in the AFC right now?
The Steelers?
Steelers.
Yeah.
Which is absurd.
That's why you don't end the game today, because a guy named Duck is starting as their quarterback.
Just ridiculous. So, yeah, are you taking the Bills straight up?
Yeah, I'll take the Bills to win this game.
I'm terrified of that. I'm going to take the Cowboys to win. I'm going to take the Bills to cover because I think the defense hangs them in this game, but I think
they're going to be close.
I think that Dak and them find a way to get it done because they need this one.
I agree. But the problem is whose job is it to put that urgency on them?
Well, I mean, I think that would be Jason Garrett, but I don't think he's going
to
do
it. There was a point in the game where Dak was walking off the field to the sidelines in between series, and Jason was trying to talk to him, and he just didn't even acknowledge him.
That's pretty insane.
And that's not – Dak is not a I'm-going-to-show-up-my-coach guy.
No.
But I think he knows I'm going to go talk to the people that actually make decisions on this team. And I'm not wasting my time listening to you because you don't have anything to say that'll benefit this.
Yeah.
And because he's not a show up as coach guy. He's not a kind of draw attention to himself.
No, he's not a diva.
No, not he. I mean, he's anything but it. He just point blank ignored his head coach walking off the field to the sidelines because that's a guy that doesn't have anything to add to the conversation.
Yeah,
I mean, he's going to pat him on the butt and say, "We'll get him next drive." But I don't need to hear that right now. I need to figure out how to get this ball in the end zone.
Yeah.
Because for 40-something minutes, we haven't moved it past the 50.
Yeah, I mean, it was ridiculous. You got that right. All right, let's go on and do a rapid fire.
Roll.
Thursday, Thanksgiving, first game up, Bears at the Lions. It looks like Jeff Driskel's not going to play. They're saying that he's still having hamstring problems. He won't play. You know who the third string is?
I don't.
David Ball. The kid, the rookie from Purdue.
Yeah.
Like, this is nuts. Now, so just a little conversation here. We're not going to get too much on this. Apparently, the Lions were one of the two teams that was interested in Colin Kaepernick.
That doesn't surprise me.
With Stafford being out and all that.
That doesn't surprise me.
They were terrified of bringing him in for a workout because they felt it would bring too much attention and all that kind of mess. So that's why the NFL, like, it was them and... want to say the Falcons?
I mean, I'm sure there was a couple of teams.
So it was two teams.
I think the reason we had the workout was because teams wanted to sign him, but they needed the NFL to help cover for them.
Yes.
And then Colin kind of, I guess everybody got the feeling that he doesn't really want a job.
Yeah.
And therefore, everyone immediately said, well, hell, we wanted this guy, but I can't take him now.
Yeah. That's when he changed locations, we're not going to get into a ton of this.
But yeah,
it was fairly obvious after like it came out 3 days later, 4 days later, whatever, that he has a shoe deal and his new shoes coming out and all that. There would be no value for him to take a backup job.
That's right.
Like it makes sense.
I think he was going to be a starter in Detroit.
Yeah.
But nobody's going to call and tell his people that because then that gets leaked. And now the Detroit fans, we have the same problem that they were afraid of all along. But if he just shows up, he does the workout. Detroit says, hey, we got a quarterback with a broke back. We're going to bring you in. We're going to let you back up 1 week while you learn the offense, and then we're going to put you out there.
Yeah.
And I think if they could have gotten word, but the problem is the NFL it's just a sieve.
Yeah.
It's just a sieve. I mean, there are just loose lips sinking that ship all day long.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so back to the game itself, Bears at Lions. No Jeff Driskel, but the Bears aren't exactly, you know, world beaters. I would roll Bears here.
I think they're going to handle the Lions, though.
Yeah.
It's third string quarterback in. This defense hasn't been, you know, 85 Bears, Chicago, great, but a hell of a lot.
But they've still been really good.
That's right. Yeah. They're a hell of a lot better than a lot of other defenses, and they should handle the Lions.
Yeah.
The Lions short, man. I mean, the Lions 3.
Well, you know what's crazy? I mean, it opened at Lions -1.5.
I think that was before the Driskel news came out that he was definitely out. That's why it's moved as much as it's moved.
That makes sense. The other Thanksgiving game, Saints out the Falcons. No Julio Jones, it looks like.
And this is a revenge game for the Falcons, though, for the Saints, man. I mean, they
got drubbed at home by the
Falcons.
They
were rolling. They looked like the 49ers better not slip up because we might be the best team in the NFC. And then Atlanta went into their house, into New Orleans, and beat the hell out of them.
They held them to 0 touchdowns. Beat them, 27-9?
Yeah.
I think it was.
No, it was insane.
It was strange.
I will be shocked if that happens again.
It won't happen again. With no Julio Jones, the Falcons are going to rely on Ridley and, Austin Hooper? Well, or
really,
is Hooper
really,
out?
Really hadn't been
great. Well, no, Hooper's
really
out.
Really hadn't been great either.
Yeah, well, no, of course not. But he'll be the go-to guy. So they don't have Sanu this time. They don't have Austin Hooper because he's out.
Well, they didn't have Sanu last time either.
You're right. But they don't have Devontae Freeman this time either.
Yeah.
Like, he's out. So I don't know what the Falcons are going to do.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this. I do know what they're going to do.
They're going to lose this game.
They're going to lose this game.
Yeah. We think the same on that one.
Let's see. Raiders at the Chiefs on Sunday. Raiders need this one bad to stay in this playoff race. They are fighting for a wild card. I don't think they're going to get there.
You don't think the Chiefs need this game?
Oh, no. I think the Chiefs need it, too.
They don't need to win the division, but if they want to, if they want to keep race with the Patriots and the Ravens,
I think that's done.
Yeah, they've already got four losses. Yes, they've got four losses,
but I think they do need the game, especially at home. But I think the urgency is more on the Raiders side because the Raiders may not make the playoffs. Like they really had aspirations to make the playoffs, and I don't think they did at the beginning of the season. But as the season went along, they were playing better, et cetera.
This is why you don't end the season at six games. Why you don't end the season at eight games, the halfway point.
Derek Carr got benched in the third quarter against the Jets last week. Now, that's always the scary thing about the West Coast team going East Coast for, you know, the 1 p.m. kick Eastern time. But, he did not look good last week. And he has been looking really good. But, man, did they get walloped last week.
I think we had a lot of the Raiders playing above their head for a lot of the season. And I might be wrong on that.
What's the line on that one?
Open at 8.5. I'm looking at 10 right now.
Ooh.
It's a big number. But I got.
I think it's doable.
All right. 8.5, it moved up to 10. But 78% of the money and the picks are on the Raiders. So the line's moving the opposite direction.
So they're wanting more people
to keep betting the Raiders. Keep betting the Raiders.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs will cover that. I think they will destroy the
Chiefs. Game. Hey, Andy Reid off a bye week, pretty damn good.
Oh, yeah.
I think only Belichick has a better record off a bye week than Andy Reid.
That makes sense.
And that's pretty strong.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Pretty strong, so.
Last one for us, Browns at the Steelers. Steelers, a two-point dog at home. They got Duck starting.
Mason Rudolph got benched.
Yeah, he did.
For a quarterback named Duck.
Did you hear Tomlin's press conference where they were asking, why are you going with Devlin Hodges instead of Rudolph? And he walked up to the mic, and it's because he don't kill us. And he steps back, and he kind of grins, and they're laughing. And it's like, okay, so expound a little bit. And he's like,
you don't have to expand. Watch the film.
He don't kill us.
He sucks.
Yeah.
He's no good.
Our defense is playing well enough to win games.
The best thing that could have happened to the Steelers is Miles actually hit him with the good part of the helmet, not the bad part of the helmet. Because then that fixes your problem, and you get to, rile the team up and get them all riled up. And now it's just like, we're supposed to be fighting for this guy, but we kind of don't want him to be our quarterback.
Yeah, he's kind of not good. I'll say this. I think it will get chippy. It's chippy all the time anyway, but
I'm going to say this. I disagree with that. I think early in this game, we're going to get some 15-yard penalties.
Think so?
I think the refs are going to – I'm going to bet the league office has instructed them, throw the flag early, throw the flag often.
And make sure you get this thing under control.
And if you got to throw people out, throw people out. But we're not going to have what we had last time. And we're not going to let them get – because if they don't do that, it's going to be
– it's going to get bad.
It's going to be – I will tell you, so Brown's apologist, I get it. I made it very clear that Myles Garrett, my favorite football player, not named Tom Brady, once Joe Thomas retired, and it's tough. But – I listened to Chris Long on the Ryan Russillo show Monday, and he talked about how all of the people that were so appalled, and Chris Long is a pretty socially active guy, played an entire year. So, he's not your typical, we just live in a country of everybody soft, but he was just like, if y'all think that's the worst thing you've ever seen on a football field, you're lying if you've covered the game at all, because – fights that happen in practice between own teammates, he said, I've seen helmets thrown and connected worse than that. We just don't have cameras everywhere, but you still got all those reporters out there. He said, so are you appalled at what happened, or are you appalled at the image that it gives the league? Because nobody sees all those other fights, but they are far worse than that. So, it was a fight. He shouldn't have swung the helmet. He admitted he shouldn't have swung the helmet. Everybody in the world wishes he had connected a little better, except for Mason and his family. I think that's the truth.
You might be right.
I don't even think his own teammates wanted him there.
Now, these two teams really don't like each other. I think it's just something that happened. Like, as soon as you sign the contract to play for that team, you immediately start hating the other.
One team has been the little brother that's been kicked around for a long, 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 long time.
And the little brother that this year really felt like they had something.
Was technically, I mean, they, you know.
I mean, it's still there for the taking.
They're right there with the Steelers.
Yeah. It's
they have the tiebreaker currently.
I mean, we shall see.
They win this game, then they're going to take that spot.
Yeah. We shall see. All right, that's going to wrap it up. NFL Week 13 previews. Of course, like we said, go to Smack Apparel. Use promo code WIN for 20% off. And if you spend over $40, you get free shipping. So go check that out. SmackApparel.com. Go find us over at WinningCuresEverything.com. All of our picks, previews, podcasts, videos, social media platforms. We're on Facebook. We're on YouTube. We're on Twitter. If you're watching on YouTube, hit subscribe. Hit the like button. Leave us some comments. Tell us what you like this week, what you don't like, etc. We love to hear your opinions. And as always, every week, we're brought to you by Tunica, Mississippi, the South's premier sports gambling destination. They got 6 incredible sports books. Go find more information on them over at tunicatravel.com. We'll see you guys again next week. Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.